For KBIA News in Columbia, I'm Mac Whaley. The Columbia Municipal Court will add 3 full-time positions with appropriated funds in order to aid in the new parking ticket ordinance passed down from the Missouri Supreme Court. The Columbia City Council approved adding these positions and changing the current ordinance to align with the new rules during its meeting last night. The Columbia Missourian reports the Missouri Supreme Court amended the parking ticket ordinance that requires a ticket to have a court date and time printed on the ticket. The court date and time would be 30 days from when the ticket was issued. The amendment went into effect May 1st. Parking violators have the option to pay their tickets to avoid attending their court dates as long as they pay before. If they do choose to appear in court, they have the opportunity to appeal the tickets. Currently, parking violations are handled by the Violations Bureau through the city, which allows parking violators to pay their tickets outside of court and does not require court appearances. The 31st Annual Salute to Veterans Celebration and Air Show, set to be held this weekend at the Jefferson City Memorial Airport, has been canceled due to extreme flooding. The Columbia Missourian reports Salute to Veterans Media Chair Jessica Houston says the river is expected to crest tomorrow at over 2 feet past flood stage, rendering the show impossible. According to the Missouri Department of Transportation, 2 feet of rushing water is enough to carry away most vehicles. The Jefferson City Airport has already been evacuated. The only Jewish synagogue in Quincy, Illinois, has been closed. Worshippers gathered over the weekend at B'nai Shalom in Quincy to desanctify the temple. Shayla Farzon has the story.
B'nai Shalom worshippers passed around the sacred Torah scrolls before leaving the temple for the last time Saturday afternoon. The shrinking congregation of about 24 was forced to close the Quincy Synagogue, which dates back to the late 1860s, after they were unable to pay for its upkeep. Rabbi Justin Kerber said the congregation has not yet decided where to hold future services.
It is like a funeral in that everybody is telling their stories and laughing and enjoying the moment and celebrating the life. And yet that life is over and a new, different life is beginning that nobody quite knows what's going
to
be.
They plan to sell the building and use the proceeds to maintain a nearby cemetery. I'm Shayla Farzon.
Senator Josh Hawley has introduced legislation today giving internet users the ability to opt out of allowing their personal data to be tracked and collected. It is the latest effort in the Missouri Republicans' broader campaign against big tech. Hawley's Do Not Track Act is modeled after the national Do Not Call list, which allows people to opt out of telemarketing calls. Hawley says the bill would allow internet users to opt out of tracking and gives users ownership of their own data. I'm Mac Whaley, KBIA News, Columbia.